All right, welcome everybody to this episode of O365A. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Microsoft Copilot for Security. And to discuss this is our special guest, Andre Luderman. He's a member of the CTO office with Microsoft Germany. So welcome, Andre. And why don't you give a little intro about yourself and specifically what you do with Copilot for Security.
Yeah, thanks for having me anyway. So I'm a senior technologist for cybersecurity at Microsoft. I'm working directly with Copilot for Security ACES. So that's like a bunch of people inside Microsoft that is doing the initial product evaluation and ramping the field more or less on what we do from a product development standpoint. So Copilot for Security is our take of what we got with GPT-4, the large language model from OpenAI, and adopting that for security. So we would like to fundamentally change the way that Microsoft is doing security to a certain degree, but also the way security is done overall. The things that we can always use large language models for in cybersecurity is actually scaling and also being quicker in responding to attacks. So you don't have to be an expert to get expert advice with something like Copilot for Security.
Good stuff. And just for the benefit of our viewers, we'll start off by clarifying what it is and what it's not. It seems like everything's being branded Copilot these days from Microsoft. So we'll just clarify that this is Copilot for Security is a standalone security-specific offering separate from anything to do with Microsoft Copilot and all the other Copilot offerings from Microsoft. What makes this special from the standpoint of a security offering? Like what really differentiates it from other security products, and what value propositions does it offer enterprises?
Yeah, first of all, so you probably are familiar with some of the security stuff that Microsoft is already doing. So everything that we do in the Microsoft Defender XDR world, so we actually connecting the bits and pieces from an attacker standpoint to give you an idea what the reach of the breach is. So giving you a complete attack story, where it started, how far the attacker got, and what is the quickest way to get them out. The thing is, with everything going AI, and throughout the last year, there is AI is a dual use tool to a certain degree. So we can use that for good things like defending our enterprise at machine speed. But we can also see from the attacker side that they are training their own model, not based on GPT-4 or something like that. But if you think about systems like WarmGPT, for example, that you can use even as an unskilled person to create your own malware or something like that. So we will see also impacts from the cybercrime side in organizations. The question is, we also have a global shortage on security talent to a certain degree. So how can we make our organization safer in the same way that attackers try to use or leverage something like AI on the other side? And what it does, it definitely lowers the barrier of entry. You don't have to be familiar with all the different tools and things like that, have studied 20 years and to get into forensics and things like that, just to understand what was happening in the environment, what the different sensors give you from an information perspective, and what is the best way to get them out again. So actually having something that really gives you an easy way to understand what's happening and what's the best way to respond, even if you are not super familiar with everything cybersecurity yet.
And the target user, is it the typical security professional inside an organization? Is it the security operations center, all of the above?
It could be everything. It could be an administrator as well. So meaning, because we are integrating that into different technology inside our security stack as well, things like the mobile device management, for example, everything endpoint management. So what is the best way to secure certain endpoints? What is the best policy? What is the state of certain endpoints? It could be, or giving me just tipped on the configuration sides of my cloud services inside Microsoft, for example. It could be definitely somewhere in the security operations center on how to respond to threats, how to analyze threats, what is the state of the business from a security perspective, how do we analyze what's going on and how we respond, understanding your whole posture, so meaning what is the attack surface we present to the outside world, maybe from configuration changes as well. Yeah, that's more or less the range that we can cover here.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so thanks. So obviously, you know, from a Microsoft perspective, you know, it integrates with probably like the likes of Defender, Sentinel, Intune, you know, Defender, Threat Intelligence, that kind of thing. Obviously, that's, you know, that stuff is in the Microsoft tenant. And then some organizations obviously use some additional third-party security tools. Does this security for Copilot integrate with these other security tools that, you know, customers have? And sort of how is that accomplished?
Yeah, so if you think about everything that is coming with GPT-4 at the moment, so there's a large scale of, or large library more or less of plugins on how you connect more or less to other data sources and how you handle the data with those data sources and what is the scale to analyze the data source. So with that, somewhere in the future, you will be able more or less to connect everything from a security standpoint into the same realm. We are not very, I would say, loud about the roadmap yet, but there may be some things, some vision about that available during, or you may hear something like that during Microsoft Secure in March.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's still fresh, right? So obviously we don't know what the roadmap is, what's going to actually hit, you know, when GA happens and stuff like that as well too, and sort of what the plan is moving forward. But it's nice to see that, you know, there is that potential integration with existing technologies that are already there. So
You can assume that, like Microsoft always did, there is a large ecosystem of partners and ISVs around the Microsoft realm that are actually doing integrations, additions, and enhancing the technology that Microsoft provides. And you will definitely see lots of additional skills and plugins around that as well.
Awesome.
Just really quick, Andre, so I think there's different types of integrations. Well, you can feed data into it, but primarily it's a standalone offering right now, right? Maybe just talk about the different ways Copilot for Security integrates with other products.
Yeah, definitely integrates with everything from the Microsoft perspective. So meaning Microsoft Defender, XDR, Sentinel, and things like that. You can have it integrated in those functionalities as well, but you can also use a standalone. For example, if you are a malware reverser or threat intelligence team, it makes sense, for example, to run it standalone. It could be also if you don't use anything from Microsoft yet, but would like to do some of the analysis from your SIEM system or something like that, because there are already some integrations with third-party SIEM systems available, and things like functionalities like ServiceNow, for example, if you use something like that. From day one, but this kind of functionality will be enhanced during time, I would assume. And you can actually handle data from all those different data sources maybe somewhere in the future. But the thing is, you have an integrated experience in the Microsoft Defender XDR portal, for example, if you're not familiar with the tool set to defend against threats like that, there's a possibility to use that to understand what's going on, understand your response plan very quickly, and try to get the attacker out easily with a guided experience run through something like Copilot for Security. But if you don't want to use that, or you're not yet using that overall, or you're not yet familiar with the toolset overall, you can definitely run it standalone as well and understand and analyze what's going on, understand the posture of your organization, or do something like script analysis, for example.
Sounds good. I don't know if you can show viewers a little glimpse of it. You have it up and running. Can you share your screen?
Well, maybe while you're bringing that up, Andre, I guess, what would be neat is if you could just talk and maybe show a couple of the top sort of enterprise scenarios that would really benefit organizations from Copilot security.
You're muted.
The main thing here is what we see in the general security field. So we see a growing concern in the general cybercrime area as well, what's the attackers are doing to a certain degree. The question there is, how can we respond to that? And they are getting quicker. So we saw attacks that were going quicker and quicker. So actually, if the organization isn't prepared or has even lowered some of the standards that are coming by default, more or less, in M365, and we see that still people, even if we enforce something like conditional access and things like that, so meaning how to secure certain identities and things like that, there's still a large amount of people that aren't secured yet with things like MFA, for example, and having basic security in place for their M365 tenants, even if we offer something like that out of the box. And the thing is that attackers are getting quicker to take over vulnerable organizations or organizations that aren't aware or really up to the game yet. And we assume that at least until 2025, that we see scenarios that are going to 15 or 5 to 15 minutes from the initial attack to complete takeover of the organization. So that's quick. So you have to have a very short time to respond. And AI is one, or at least Copilot for Security is one of the answers to that, on how we would like to change the way that we do security so that you can respond quicker. So actually, we say internally, defend at machine speed. So meaning actually be very quick on what's going on, respond and get them out, even if it's a complex attack and you don't know really how to handle that normally. So what we would like to do is give you some kind of a possibility so that even in a spear phishing environment, cybercrime environment like that, you can still defend your organization accordingly. So what we would like to do is, even if people aren't up to the game yet, give you the tools that you can be up to the game. So I would like to show you something like that easily, and how easy it is, more or less, to do something like that. Just a sec. I will share my screen. Oh, that's not what I wanted, but okay, sorry for that. Maybe we can cut that out. But so here I have an incident in my environment. I don't have any understanding. Something about SAP, something was downloaded, some confidential file, and I don't really understand what's going on. I just asked Copilot for Security here, can you elaborate more on the entities involved and what's going on here, really? Only trying to summarize that. And it's giving me information, okay, that's all about this kind of IP address coming from this kind of PC with the account of M. Scott here. And I got lots of information of where it's located and things like that. And I can easily go on with that because I at least know what the general involvement is here. And as it states, there is some kind of a malicious IP address. I don't have any clue about that yet, maybe. And I just say, okay, you say it's malicious. Can you give me an idea why you think this is malicious and not the normal user? And Copilot for Security is getting the information for me here. And he's very, very sure, with a score of 100 of 100, more or less, that this is a malicious IP address, because it's saying, okay, our cyber intelligence from Microsoft Science says, okay, it's used for Cobalt Strike attacks. It's also linked to a Chinese threat actor, a state-sponsored threat actor that we call Silk Typhoon to a certain degree. And we all receive from our behavior analytics as well that there's the infrastructure that is used, that actually that is identified by this IP address, is doing suspicious behavior already. So there's something going on anyway. So if I don't have any clue what Cobalt Strike, Silk Typhoon, and everything like this means, I can just ask about that. No problem. Easy way. So tell me more about Cobalt Strike and Silk Typhoon, for example. And Copilot for Security, I'm sorry, is then getting the information for me and getting me an easy entry of what this is all about. So Cobalt Strike used to be a commercial full-featured penetration testing tool that was then taken over more or less by the attackers because it wasn't working so well, and is using beaconing, so meaning something that is phoning home from the attack system. And here's also more information about the threat actor, Silk Typhoon, because they are quite into the exchange attack game, for example. And I can always do more with a complete article if I would like to go dig deeper into that. Okay, I know now, I now know more or less that in my environment, there was something going on with confidential data on my SAP system, and there's some kind of state, a Chinese sponsored state actor doing something in my environment. So maybe this is serious. And I can ask further. So what are the devices that are associated with the user mentioned, you mentioned in the incident? And are those devices compliant? So meaning, are they in a good state? Are they configured the correct way and things like that? Things I had to look up manually, doing lots of running through lots of different tools and something like that. And I can already see there are three devices that the user uses, and they are all non-compliant here. It means they are not configured correctly. And for example, not encrypted, not the real antivirus tool on that, things like that. Okay. So what can I do about that, maybe, for a certain degree? Oh, sorry for that. And what I would like to know then is, because I know the threat actor is doing something about exchange, so meaning mail, I would like to ask Copilot, can you hunt across Defender 365? Is there any emails associated with this kind of attack or this alert? Is there something correlated to that from an email side of the house? And he says, yes, this is the KQL query I ran to get the information you were asking for. If I don't have any clue what Cousteau query language is and how to get data out of the different Defender and Sentinel with such live queries, I don't have to do that. But like, there are lots of inbound mails correlated to the incidents. Okay. So that's how they got in, maybe from the start. And I would like to go further. Because I don't know, this is real. Is coming over mail, somebody is connected to my environment and to my SAP system. I want a report for my management to inform them. And maybe they are not super technical. So give me a conclusion and recommendation, what are the best steps to do them. And then also Copilot for Security gives me a complete summary, easy to do for that. So I can copy that or export that, put it in a PPT file, whatever, and have a complete recommendation how we should handle this. And for example, also do improvement actions so that won't happen again.
I think that's a really important, really important point, like bringing all the information together so it can be circulated within the organization so you can coordinate a response, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this is more or less for an incident responder or SOC person, but let's think about somebody that's doing more threat intelligence like work in this regard. And I would like to do something about that. So I can also do something about that from this side if I want. Just a sec, I would like to do something new here.
And this interaction with Security Copilot, is the customer data, does it stay within the tenant? Does it train the LLM that's powering this? Like, how does Microsoft benefit from this model and what it's seeing for individual tenants, but also as a whole across multiple tenants and how that data works?
Yeah, so the general security boundaries that apply to Azure and MC65 are applying here as well. So that's what we do. The overall service is run in the Microsoft production environment, definitely, but is bound to the permissions and everything that is valid inside the customer tenant. So the data is part of the organization, it belongs to the organization anyway. So we are not going to change that. There is a possibility, especially in the early access programs that are running right now, to share some of the information on how they would like to use it for improvement actions, for using early design things. As we have lots of customers from different regions, but some of those customers are also located in the US, they are happy from a design perspective to share some of the information in their test environments yet. But generally, the data belongs to the customer anyway, so we're not changing this kind of operation that we always did with MC65 or Azure overall.
And as an organization that's looking to jump into Security Copilot, what should organizations do to kind of prepare before they kind of just open it up?
So how then to prepare? So the thing is, definitely. So if you have the permissioning model, anything that you have from an identity perspective, so how people can access certain data, this will any kind of AI will reveal if you have any kind of lack of data protection, sensitivity, labeling and things like that. So if you don't know your data or the data quality is bad, so you will get bad results anyway. We have solved most of the problems for the Microsoft Defender world because we spent like 2.5 years development effort to standardize everything from a data model perspective there. But if you have other data in the environment and also something like the permissioning or the authorization in the companies not working correctly, this is something that we can help with. We have programs around that to prepare customers for that as well in any kind of AI adoption.
Sounds good. Well, I know we just scratched the surface, but somehow like 25 minutes has passed by. So Andre, I really want to thank you for coming on, showing us Copilot for Security and discussing it with us. I think if viewers are interested in what's coming for this this product, Microsoft Secure, which is a conference, I think that's coming on March 13th, right? They could stay tuned for announcements in that conference.
Yeah, there's lots of more to come, and you can definitely stay tuned for Microsoft Secure.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have to have a follow-up call because I could ask about an hour worth of questions. So really appreciate it, Andre. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Andre.